Bikurim Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We now wrap up the Perek by talking about the ways that the Koy is at first neither like the Behema nor the Chaya, and then the second part of the Mishnah is the ways in which it's both like the Chaya and the Behema. First we say, Ketzad Eino Shava Lo L'Chaya V'Lo L'Behema. In what ways is the Koy like neither the Chaya nor the Behema? Because, first of all, Asr Mishum Kilayim Im Chaya V'Im Behema. It's forbidden in the Torah to crossbreed species, and was to force two animals to mate together. If they did it by themselves, that's not an issue, but the point is to actually breed them together is forbidden. And since we're not sure if this is treated like a chaya, like a deer, or like a behema, like a goat, therefore one can't breed his goats nor his deers with the koi. Second of all, hakosav chayosu uvehemto levno. According to Bar Tanura, it's if one stipulates that he's giving all of his chayos and all of his behemos to his son, like as a gift, even so, lo chasav lo es hakoi. Nevertheless, the koi that he owns would not transfer to his son, because the koi is neither a chaya nor a behema. In other words, when he said, I'm giving my chayos and behemos, he meant my vadai, my certain chayos, my vadai behemos, my certain behemos, not my suffix, and therefore it's excluded. That's the bartender learns. The Rambam doesn't like that very much. The Rambam understands that the vav here, the coordinating conjunction, the vav is not serving as an and, but rather as an or. And the Rambam understands that since we're not sure which it is, if a person would have written, I give all my chayos, or if the person would have written, I give all my behemos to my son, in either scenario, the koi is not included, since the koi is not a vadai behema and not a vadai chaya. But in the event, says the Rambam, he would write all of my behemos and all of my chayos, then the koi would be included in, since it's either one or the other. That's the Rambam. Finally, if a person says, Im amar hareini nazir shezeh chaya, o behema, if a person declares that I am a nazir is someone who's taking on the prohibition against becoming tamei from a human tuma and from drinking grape product, eating, consuming grape products, and from cutting his hair. So it's like a certain kind of restriction upon a person that he takes on verbally, and if he makes it conditionally, he says, I'm only going to be a nazir in the event that the koi has a status of a chaya, or the koi has the status of a behema. So then hareiz a nazir, it doesn't matter what he said. In either way, we will treat him as a nazir. And the reason for that is because, again, it's a suffix. And since we're talking about a suffix deraisa, a suffix of iser, if this person can eat, drink wine, etc. So therefore we'll be strict and treat him like a nazir. That's how the koi is neither like a behema nor like a behema. Now the last part of neither like a chaya nor like a behema. The last part of the mission now says, Ushar kol devarav, in every other way, the koi is shavim l'chaya ula behema. In every other way, the koi is treated to be the same as chayos and behemos. Like, for example, says the Mishnah, Ta'un shchita kazeh v'chazeh. If a person is plainly eating his koi, there's a mitzvah from the Torah to ritually slaughter, to shecht the animal first, and the same shchita you have to do for chayos and behemos, you have to do for koi as well. And similarly, umetame mishum nevelo mishum aver menachai kazeu kazeh. If a person has, let's talk about nevela first. A nevela is every animal, both chayos and behemos, even non-kosher animals like chayos that are not kosher, are all nevelas waiting to happen. Nevela is a carcass of a large terrestrial animal, and as a nevela, it conveys tuma, like I said before, quite a strict form of tuma. By maga and masa, direct contact and by bearing its weight. And we're saying here that the same way the carcass, okay, now let me clarify, if it's a kosher animal and you do give it shechita, then it won't be nevela. But if it's a not kosher animal, or if it's a kosher animal that doesn't get shechita, then the corpse will be nevela. So here we're saying that the corpse of a koi that didn't get proper shechita will be treated as a nevela, meaning it will convey tuma, the flesh of it will convey tuma, even one Kazayas amount of it, olives amount of the flesh, of the koi's flesh will convey tuma. And also, it's also conveys tuma as ever menachai. That's if one has like a whole limb separated from the animal. So that limb will be a source of tuma to itself, the same way the limb separated from a chai or behema is a source of tuma. as a nevela, kind of as an Eivrim Nechai from the nevela. So too, that will be true for an Eivrim Nechai from a Koi.